Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
He is a here.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling? We just got out of Inhumans. We're feeling fresh.
We're not feeling fresh.
I feel bad.
I
ate a banana. I thought it would make me feel better, but I don't feel better. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to it, won't we?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You
would have thought the potassium would perk you right
I
up.
I thought it would.
Yeah. Have you taken my advice and filled all your bananas with cocaine?
I have, yes.
You go to like a fair or something and then yeah. You get a banana and they dip it in chocolate and like crushed nuts or something like that. Dip it in chocolate, dip it in cocaine.
That's right.
That's what I've always said.
So we're actually recording this on the Friday. Normally I record on the Sunday because I'm leaving for the US tomorrow, which was 2 days ago.
What?
By the time this
but
goes
you're still
out.
Here.
It's magic. Don't ask how it works. The internet is a wonderful place.
Mm-hmm.
And terrible. There's a lot of terrible things. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So some of this news, we might have missed some major news.
Mm-hmm.
Apologies if that's the case.
There might be some sort of kerfuffle and then the news we report turns out to be not the case.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Like with all the Batman news last week.
Yeah, Ben Affleck is in or out, you know, wherever they're at with that.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. This first bit of news, though, it's from Brendan I don't know how to say this. He's a former MMA fighter. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast. They're always hanging out together and they're talking about fights. They're always
mm-hmm.
like,
yeah.
Who could kick who in the head the hardest? You know?
Probably a horse.
Yeah, I guess it could.
Like,
yeah.
I think if, you know, these MMA guys are real tough,
yeah.
I'll grant you. And
yeah.
I certainly wouldn't want to face any of them in the octagon.
Yeah.
But if you were like, okay, we're going to do Kixie Wixie, the game where you alternate kicking each other in the head, and you faced any of them up against
the
horse.
Is that a game you met up? You
yeah,
made
just,
up just saying Kixie Wixie.
Kixie Wixie, yeah. But anyway, I reckon the horse would win.
So you would rather fight a MMA fighter
yep.
than the back end of a horse?
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
There's a lot I've seen like...
You can tap out. Also, if you're fighting an MMA guy, you can tap out. Can't tap out being kicked in the head with a horse. Horse doesn't get it.
No.
He thinks you're counting.
No, that's right, exactly.
One, two, that's... Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
brutal.
Yeah.
My mum had a cousin who was blind and got kicked in the head by a horse and killed.
Was she blind first?
No, because no, she didn't go blind and then die. She wasn't like, I'm blind, and then fall over dead.
Right.
That might have been second cousin. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the order of things.
Okay, sure.
Anyway, stay away from horses.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play Kixie Wixie with
anyway,
a horse.
Anyway, what was the news? We didn't get to the actual news.
Well,
part.
This guy, Brendan.
Yes.
S-C-H-A-U-B. He's very famous.
I didn't listen to any of the letters you said. It doesn't matter. It's
S-C-H-A-U-B.
I didn't listen, but whoever is listening now will get it.
He said that my boy, Todd Feldman,
yes.
put together this thing with Todd Phillips.
The Hangover Guy.
The Hangover Guy, the new Joker origin film. You know, the one that's like set in the 80s and it's gritty and it's real. And like,
it could be Scorsese.
Yeah, and it's not Jared Leto and it's a different whatever. He said it's like a dark Joker. As a kid, he had a permanent smile and everyone made fun of him. It's like on the streets of Brooklyn. It's super dark and real.
Sounds real.
So a kid is born with the...
He's born with a smile.
A permanent smile.
Wow,
and people
think
are like...
You'd think he'd spread cheer wherever he went.
Yeah.
Okay.
So does that sound like a... Good origin. Did he get kicked in the face by a horse? What
Maybe
happened
he got
here?
Kicked in the face with a horse.
Yeah. What do you think of that as like as an origin? A person was just born with a smile.
I guess that's fine.
I mean, if it's dark and real, do you know anybody who's born with a smile and just has a permanent
I was born with a smile.
Shut up.
Oh, no. It's gone. had a permanent smile until just that moment. Now it's gone. I don't know. I mean, that feels kind of like...
Like a Dick Tracy...
Yeah, or like it does feel like a Scorsese, Joe Pesci, you know, people right. make assumptions about him and he gets real mad and he right, yeah, becomes yeah. a psychopath, okay, you know, fair, yeah, what yeah. am I funny like a clown kind of thing.
Yeah, right, okay, fair
and
point.
And then he goes mad. I don't necessarily think that would be good.
Yeah.
But I think that's Scorsese all over, I feel.
Okay, fair
if
enough.
I think if you went to Scorsese and said, give us an origin for the Joker, he wouldn't go, oh, he fell into a vat of toxic waste or this or that. I think he'd just be like...
Kicked in the mouth by a horse,
exactly, yeah. Forceps.
Brooklyn.
As he was being
yeah,
born.
Well, that's probably it as well, yeah.
Yeah, his dad's a boxer, probably.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Mean streets, you know?
Mean streets.
You can't escape them. Speaking of the streets, Mason...
The British Iron rap Fist, of the streets.
Yeah, that's correct.
Original pirate material.
the Netflix Marvel series, they're all on the streets, aren't they?
They are on the streets.
You can't get away from them. Mm. They're in dimly lit alleys and hallways.
So many hallways.
In hindsight, much better than other Marvel TV shows in terms of production value.
Yep.
And lighting and acting and casting.
Yep.
And special effects.
Relative intelligence of the characters.
Yes, that's right.
For the most part.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Longer, but still feel shorter comparatively to some.
I'm on board with the good guys being the good guys.
Right, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. We saw Misty...
Why do you ask?
I'm just saying because we saw the first image of Misty Knight from the next series of Iron Fist.
She's got the bionic
arm
already.
What do you think?
Looks fine.
It doesn't it? It's gritty and real, isn't it?
It's gritty and real, yeah.
It's got a little plug into her upper arm. It's yeah, I don't know. I expected, of course, it's
she's
just like...
She's ripped the jacket off. She's ripped the sleeve off her denim jacket. Like, it's not a vest.
Yeah.
She's wearing a denim jacket and the arm with her real arm has a sleeve on it and a bionic arm does not have a sleeve on it.
Maybe that's the jacket she went into hospital with.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. But I
maybe
think it is.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe it does cool stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Fingers crossed, it does cool stuff.
Like
because otherwise, it might spin.
Yeah, I was
it might whisk.
Whisk. I was hoping for more of kind of a, you know, like a Terminator kind of hand, but it's clearly like
a Skywalker hand.
Yeah, Skywalker hand. Yeah, like a glove. Like it just looks like a. Like,
oh no! Like I was hoping robot. For an arm like this. Like
yeah.
More high tech.
Right. Yeah.
Like, because in the comic books, she has, you know, it's an arm and it's made of Antarctic vibranium and diamonds or something. It's like some sort of super weird alloy.
Cool.
And it can, you know, touch a wall and dissolve it kind of thing. Like, it's, you know, okay. She can, but, you know.
Can she mix a drink?
Probably with a whisk attachment, oh, sure.
Very good.
But, like, and it's in the comics, it's like a Stark Industries
yes.
bionic arm. So in this, it's Rand
so
Industries. Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, who's to say?
Off-brand.
Maybe
bionic
it isn't
arm.
Though. Like maybe he just knows a guy in some. I bet it's. Oh, we know a guy in some tech.
Yeah, yeah.
Startup who built it. But
anyway, I'm glad we're getting it.
Same.
I don't know. You know, who knows until it's.
But
again,
I would have also hoped. I would have. I do kind of wish that they'd done this thing where they constantly tease she's going to lose her arm in every season she's in. But she, in the nick of time, she just. Because in, you know, in Iron Fist, she nearly loses.
She nearly loses.
It.
She, yeah, loses, she gets shot in the arm or something.
She gets shot in the arm and she loses all the. Claire has to clamp off her all the blood vessels or whatever.
Oh,
she's
right.
Like, you might lose your arm. And then in this, she nearly loses it again and then she does lose it.
And then
it.
She fully loses it.
Would have
it.
Been great.
Yeah.
She's always, again, putting her hand.
Like Crispin Glover in Hot Tub Time Machine, where he's like juggling the chainsaw.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
She always has to get a piece of evidence on a rapidly whirling fan above her head.
Who keeps putting this up here?
Mm.
Yeah, so we'll see. That yeah. they're all happening at the moment. I think they're filming other filming Jessica
back.
Jones. The Punisher, I think, is probably done, and now Iron Fist season 2. I didn't even know it was filming. So there you go.
There you go.
Okay, so according to a latest to a recent press release, but not so recent for the people listening to this because of time dilation and whatnot.
Sure, yeah.
Justice League boasts.
Oh boy.
A story by Chris Terrio.
Don't get so bold, Justice League.
Story
maybe
by.
Maybe ease the boasting until you've made a good movie.
Story,
Justice League, anyway.
Story by Chris Terrio and Zack Snyder. Screenplay by Chris Terrio and Joss Whedon, which means he's getting credited. So screenplay, I guess that means he's made some significant changes. Or he hasn't.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? Do you think they'll all be quipping away? They'll be quipping away, won't
there'll be
they?
Some quipping, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Who's this other guy?
Chris Terrio, he wrote parts of Batman v Superman.
Okay.
Yeah, and other things. I can look it up if you want.
If you could.
I don't want to.
Because that's not really a credit so much, is it?
Well, it's a... I mean, technically it's a credit, but you're saying it's not a credit as in that's not a credit to the work that you do. Is that what you mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Good. He did Argo. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
He did Heights.
I liked Argo. And that makes sense.
Yeah, why?
Affleck.
Nah.
All right, then.
Not following.
Okay, then.
Sorry, mate.
Don't even worry about it.
He also wrote Richard II and Book of Kings, which is a short film in 2002, one of your favourites.
No.
No?
No.
Heights. You know that one?
No.
Okay, good. Another news?
Yeah, another news, please. More news, please.
We got our first look at Evangelina Lilly in the Wasp outfit.
Yeah, that's right.
It looks more...
It's muted.
Yeah, I was hoping for the 60s one, but hey, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, so at the end of Ant-Man, we got... Hey, this is for you, and he opens the cabinet, and there's the wasp suit.
Yeah,
And it's a lot more colourful. The colours are all still there.
Yeah,
but they've definitely muted it out.
Do you think it's a different suit?
I think it's the same suit. Because
that one wasn't even completed, didn't it? Like arms and.
That was the premise. Because like when I think of the wasp in the 60s, I'm.
Oh, we did see it actually, didn't we?
Yeah, we saw it.
We saw the actual one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
no, I mean, like on somebody, we saw Janet Van Dyne.
Oh yeah. But I don't know. I thought initially it wasn't going to have sleeves.
Oh.
But here we go. Yeah.
Sleeves up.
Didn't see the wings, though.
No.
Maybe. It might be a case of, I mean, we in the post-credit sequence in Ant-Man, we see it does have wings.
Yeah.
But in a lot of the time in the comic books, it only has wings when she shrinks down.
So she can only
fly when she's small.
Because they're teeny tiny little wings.
Yeah, okay, but who knows?
Well, that makes sense.
Who knows, man?
We do see the wings in... That flashback, though, Janet Van Dyne.
Yeah.
Why does Ant-Man not have wings?
Good question.
Because he's like, no, I'm Ant-Man. Ants don't have wings. Yeah. Some ants do have wings. But
not the point. Maybe he thinks they're effeminate.
Yeah, maybe.
He's from a different time. So.
Yeah, well, he is, isn't he?
And current day Ant-Man's like, can I have wings? And he's like, no. Man wouldn't have wings. No.
So, yeah, that's
wings
all.
Wings would really help. No.
That's all. How was he going to get off the bomb? How did he get off the bomb?
Good question.
I mean, he can fall from great heights, can't he? Because he's kind of, he's more durable.
Mm.
So I guess he just fell into the water.
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe he had a parachute.
He probably had a parachute. Or he called an ant.
Called an ant, a flying ant.
He's always calling an ant.
That's true, yeah.
Come get me, I'm fucked. There's a lot of that, you know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good, excellent. Mm-hmm. Last bit of news.
Yes.
But we'll check back in at the end, Mason, because you never know, do you?
That's true.
I'll probably forget.
Yeah,
X-Men. X-Men Dark Phoenix. You're looking forward to that?
Nah.
It's the one directed by Simon Kinberg, who's produced all the X-Men films.
Terrific.
Good ones, bad ones, but this is the first one. And written some, and Fantastic Four, but this is the first one that he's directing. Mm-hmm. This is his chance to prove himself as a director.
This is his chance to be like, this is how an X-Men movie's meant to be.
Yeah.
Great. All right, I'll give him one chance.
Okay, here we go.
I'm not happy about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to trek out.
Yeah, it's the one I least want to see out of like Deadpool, New Mutants, and this. He said, because it's Dark Phoenix, obviously there's elements of space and fire, alien birds. But he said, we've got to find a way to ground it so it's not too intergalactic. He wanted to be remain human and emotional.
Now make it intergalactic, idiot.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah,
we've seen the school.
The X-Men film franchise in its entirety has been everybody waiting for it to go intergalactic.
Yes.
The entire premise, like, the first one came out and people were like, oh, this is not bad, but maybe put them in the yellow suits. And then the next one, they're like, oh, it's a little bit, it's better. Maybe put them, make them more comic book stuff, more, put them in the yellow suits, maybe.
And then they went Kelsey Grammer. We went, oh yeah, that's
good.
We like, but it's not what we like. It's good casting.
Yeah, and then people are like, okay, cool, Sentinels, great. Let's do that, and we'll make it intergalactic, you idiots.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, X-Men in space. I'm in the process of making a video. It'll be out by now where I talk about this franchise in particular. All this franchise does, like the boring ones, is they're at the school and then they go to a mutant facility that's closed down or recently been started up and then they run through a forest.
Yep.
And that's all the bland X-Men movies
that's
do
true,
that.
That's true, yeah. You're absolutely
and
right.
Even the good ones do a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like Wolverine, Logan was that.
Yeah.
So, hey.
It's all the little details.
Go to space.
Go to a mall.
Yeah. They did go to a mall, didn't they? Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah. They like to have fun.
Anyway, it just seems like a good opportunity to go to space because it's the space story. Or, I don't know.
How many X-Men movies have there been now?
57.
Well, I'm done with them. But I'm done with the current format
of
them.
Yes, I agree.
You know what I mean? Shake it up a little.
But we're getting Deadpool 2, which shakes it up in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
It flips the genre on its head because we have to look at his balls. Mm-hmm. It's meta. He's winking at the camera.
Yep, it's funny.
And we're getting New Mutants, which is a horror X-Men film.
Yeah,
apparently.
That's true. Okay. So give us a space one.
Yeah, give us a bloody space one.
Have you seen, speaking of Deadpool, have you seen the trailers for The Hitman's Bodyguard? It's out now, I think.
Yeah, I've seen
it. It looks pretty good, but that's the worst title I've ever heard.
What would you rather call it?
Anything else.
Hitman's Best Friend. Best Friends.
Best Friends.
On a mission and an adventure.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Adventure Friends.
Okay, you need to think of a better name then.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
By the end of the episode, I'll have a better name.
It's a play on...
I'll forget.
It's a play on The Bodyguard. That's like the...
No, it's not.
Yes, have you seen the posters where like one's holding the other one? Like,
it's not a play on that.
It absolutely is.
Right.
Because one has to look after the other one, but the other one doesn't need looking after.
Well, they should have called it The Bodyguard 2, but it's T-O-O.
Question mark?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Exactly, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... No, I've heard it's... I've heard it's got some good, like, it's not a great film, but it's a good kind of throwback action movie with with some good quips.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I think that's all the news, Mason, for now. But let's put a pin in that and not come back to it. You cool with that?
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm. But bear in mind, we could pull out the pin at any moment.
And kill us all.
All our listeners are being held hostage. That we could pull the pin and just start talking about the news.
All right,
want $1 million.
Do you want to
and a helicopter?
Do you want to talk about Inhumans or Game of Thrones?
Let's talk about Inhumans first.
Yeah, okay.
Because we just saw Inhumans.
Do we want to go full spoilers?
Yeah.
Okay, but we should say up front, if you don't want to know anything, it's really bad and don't see it.
Yes.
Don't pay for it. Don't go out of your way. Maybe watch it on TV if you're curious.
Yeah, look, I didn't hate every second of it, but was it worth driving half an hour out of our way and paying $30 a ticket?
It was closer to 50 minutes for me, just so we're clear.
That's true, yeah. To see this, it was not worth that.
No. We went to High Point Cinema, and I said, more like Low Point.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, I can't wait to say that on the podcast.
Yeah, and you did.
And you said, I'll laugh raucously.
I didn't say that.
It was implied.
I said, I'd give it what it deserves.
Okay, so full spoilers. Sorry if, you can skip ahead. There's time codes below for everything anyway. So if you really don't want to know.
Yep.
But yeah, you don't. This isn't integral to anything.
It's very true.
Either in the MCU or in your life.
Yeah. So,
yeah. If you're a fan of the characters, you probably won't like it.
Yeah, that's a good point, isn't it?
Anyway, Mason, what did you think the story was?
The Inhumans live on the moon.
Yep.
Some are happy, some are unhappy.
Yep.
There's a coup.
Yes, there is.
Pretty good.
A pigeon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But at the series opens in Hawaii.
Yep.
The entirety of the two episodes are set in Hawaii.
And the moon.
And the moon. Hawaii and the moon.
Yeah.
They're sister cities. Hawaii and the moon. But opens in Hawaii. There's a woman running through a forest in Hawaii. She gets pursued by some special forces guys.
Yep.
And then she's rescued by Triton.
Yes, she is.
Green-skinned Triton.
Are you familiar with that character?
And then she's shot by special forces and he immediately leaves her to die.
He says, don't worry, you're safe. And then they're shot at. And then he's like, oh no,
run.
And then they both get shot.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Though they're probably not dead.
Oh, she's dead.
Is she? Didn't they capture her? Because they were like, don't worry about it, get the other guy.
No, she's definitely dead.
Okay.
She was face down in mud.
Yeah,
she's definitely dead.
Yeah. And he maybe escapes or
he
jumps off a really poor CGI waterfall.
That's true.
That doesn't.
Oh wait, I forgot. It doesn't open with that. It opens with a long old school Marvel title sequence. Except there's nothing. Like if you imagine like the old Spider-Man title sequences where everything's flying through DNA and there's all sorts of webs and there's
we talked about
flashbacks.
That the other week. Be like, thank God they stopped doing that.
But it's back for this. Except there's. Imagine doing like a student version.
It's flat shapes that I don't recognize kind of spinning and flipping.
Oh, it was sort of, I think it's meant to be like the Inhumans, like uniforms and their hair and
that's
their
what I,
tattoos
I, I
and et
assumed,
cetera.
But I didn't, I only recognized a couple of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy. And then the titles come up and you went, phew.
Yeah. But then after that, initially I felt it had some promise because the initial action sequence takes place in this forest and there's rain coming down.
There's IMAX shooting people's feet and there's
exactly
there's water and mud splashing up.
And I'm like, oh, I see. They've really They've really cranked up
They're really IMAX in this.
But then it became a very generic action sequence and it was not exciting.
No.
Yeah.
Because there's a Triton jumps off a waterfall, but it looks like what he jumps off is completely disconnected from where he was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really poor compositing and it's horrible. It's a weird society on the moon, isn't it?
Yeah, so we cut to the moon.
Yep.
Where the Attilan royal family realize that Triton's been killed.
Everyone lives under a dome that has a picture of the sky on it.
Yeah.
And they've gone there because they want to be safe from the humans.
Mm. I like that reveal. Like, I knew it was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
But the fact that we see a nice, like, blue sky, peaceful society, and then we pull back to, you know, through a city that looks kind of okay.
They spent a lot of money on that city because they kept showing it.
Yeah, totally right. Yeah, but and then it pulls out, it's like under a cloaking device dome.
It looks like a Holocaust museum. And I probably should cut that out.
No, leave
but
that
I just
in.
Mean it's very stark and cold and just yeah.
Again, it's
grim.
A world where you're like, and I say this about a lot of fantasy universes, like Krypton or what have you.
Yeah.
What do people do?
Yeah, right.
Like later we see Crystal like reading a book and listening to music, but nobody else seems to have those.
No.
It's a very rigid caste society where you have the royal family.
Yes.
And then you have everybody else who lives and works in the mines.
Right, yeah, yeah.
They're mining, I assume, for Terrigen crystals.
I think that's the case. So, yeah, I guess that because what happens is when it's your birthday, when you're 16 yeah. or ish, you go into a phone box and they put a crystal in and it turns into a gas and you get powers. Mm. And if you get wings, you're great.
Yep.
If you get something considered shit, you have to mine.
Yeah. You live under the earth. You're a pariah again. Like, yeah. I guess that's true, yeah.
Which makes me think, oh, no, this is a bad society and the king sucks here.
Yeah. I feel that was the number one takeaway I got from this, that it's movie length and we should feel, you know, and it's the first two episodes of a series, so presumably this will evolve, but given that we only had this hour and a half or whatever it was, I am not on the side of the royal family.
No.
Here. The entire two episodes is about a coup that is, you know, brought about by Black Bolt's brother, Maximus the Mad.
Who's kind of Loki light.
Yeah, he's Loki light, but when he went in the phone box and drank in the mist, he didn't get any powers.
He turned human,
He turned human. He got even less powers than I guess regular inhumans have. I guess they're all slightly more durable and strong, maybe.
Not clear.
It's unclear. But anyway, he's leading this coup, this revolution.
Yeah.
And I'm 100% on his side.
Yeah.
Like, he seems like not a nice guy.
He's like, can we get off the moon and go back to Earth? Also, you could. You know how much weird shit there is on Earth?
Yeah.
It would be absolutely fine. You could turn up there and people go, oh no, there's this stuff exists. Like, you're not a dangerous green monster.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Like, smashing up a city. So, you've got weird feet. That's fine.
That's fine, yeah. Yeah, yeah. 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 But, like, he's like, let's get everybody out of the mines.
Yeah.
I mean, all they're doing, again, it's unclear, but clearly they're just mining for the Terrigen crystals. So here's what you do, right?
Mm.
You stop mining for the Terrigen crystals, you stop going into the phone booth and getting weird powers, and then as indistinguishable humanoids, you go to Earth and they go, what's you guys' deal? And you're like, nothing, we're just regular humans. And they go, cool.
That's great.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome.
And also, at the same time, Black Bolt has a plan because he's sending agents down to Earth because there's Inhumans on Earth and because Terrigen Mists got loose, I guess, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And he's like, we got to rescue these Inhumans and bring them back to the moon.
They can work in the mines.
Where they can work in the mines, exactly. Unless they've got wings, in which case, like, they don't even fully test a person's powers before they put them in the mines.
Yeah.
There's a guy who can clearly see the future. And they just go, yeah, it looked like he had a stroke, so into the mines.
That's right. He didn't get shooting fire out of his hands.
Like, there's a guy who has hooves for feet.
Yeah,
and he's a dummy also, yeah. Which we'll get to.
Yeah.
But there's a guy down the mines who has really good, like, strong hands for digging.
He's got, like, big mole hands and he can
dig. That seems good too. Yeah. That seems better than hooves for feet. Mm.
But he can't hold a crystal goblet with them, can he?
No, I guess he can't, yeah. And that's the thing, they're living. They've got wine and amazing food and, like, this society, we're in a bit of trouble. And they're just eating lobster or moon lobster or whatever.
Lobster.
While people are digging in the mines.
Yeah.
Oh, it's insane. It's also, expand your territory.
Yeah.
Just make it slightly bigger.
Mm. Where'd the technology come from?
Good question.
But like, it's...
I think it's all made from moon rocks.
Yeah.
And you're on the moon.
If this story were told from a different perspective,
mm.
it would be a story about the unequal distribution of wealth and the top 1% who won't give it up. And there's just people who are trying to live. But it isn't. It's told from the perspective of the royal family. And apparently they're the victims here.
And the other thing is, Black Bolt hilariously killed his parents.
Yeah.
And somehow, while he was in prison for a bit, they just went, yeah, you're the king.
Yeah. Right.
So that he was in an argument and he uttered a word and he splattered them against
the
wall.
It's very funny. It's very funny. It's not supposed to be funny. It looks like if Inhumans was successful and it lasted a season and so Mad TV had to do an Inhuman sketch.
Yes.
In this scenario, Mad TV is still around also. But anyway, Mad TV does a sketch where he accidentally kills his parents. That's the level of comedy in this scene.
And
like, not
effects.
That funny.
Yeah.
And not that good special effects, but okay for Mad TV.
That's right, exactly.
Don't show it. You see their dusty silhouettes on the wall after he's accidentally killed them. And he goes, why? And then they die. Don't show it.
No.
Just have him open it, make it silent.
Yeah.
And he opens his mouth to say, it doesn't matter what it is. And then he looks shocked.
He looks horrified.
And then we see the aftermath
but
or whatever.
Okay, the reason you can't do that is because most people on this are terrible at acting.
I guess that's true.
Like the younger cast in particular, some real clunky lines. Like this young Medusa says a line. You see young Medusa meet...
She says,
young-
I'm Medusa! Like it's it's real clunky.
Does she say it before she gets her hair powers? I guess she does.
Yeah, I guess
so. So she was always just called Medusa.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
I know, but it's comics, man. Well, I shouldn't complain.
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy who has hooves... There's an
Gorgon.
Gorgon.
Get it right.
There's Gorgon.
Look, we're going to be watching this show for 10 years, so if you can get the names right early, that would help.
I'm
a lot.
Out.
We're going to do an annual recap of Inhumans the series, and you're going to have to remember all the names. I'm not doing the heavy lifting here.
I understand.
If you have to do the heavy lifting for the Game of Thrones recaps, I'm not going to do the heavy I don't know.
There'll be heavy lifting, though, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying,
good.
Yeah.
So he has hooves and he's strong because he can like kick the ground.
And he's got like some sort of tracking ability, I think.
Yeah, like a horse.
Like a horse.
So
exactly.
he's angry because Triton, who they sent down to Earth, who they presumed was dead.
Yes.
They send Gorgon after him to find Triton.
Mm.
And when he gets down there, he's just in regular boots. Like his feet are in regular.
Oh, right.
Regular,
sure, yeah.
And there's no way that hooves could fit in that. Whatever, it's fine. I can understand you can't run on... Because he's on little hooved stilts.
Yes, he is, yeah.
So it's a practical
effect.
He's on
effect. Like, if you can imagine high heels that don't have any heel
yeah,
on the back.
It's not a terrible
no.
look.
I mean, you couldn't do the full... If you did the full back-bended leg, that would be really expensive.
Yeah, it'd be like they did in Narnia or whatever.
Yeah, right.
it would be expensive. So he just spends the rest of the 70 minutes that's left.
He uses his incredible tracking abilities. What he does is he walks to the shoreline
mm-hmm.
of the beach in Hawaii. It's filmed in Hawaii. They get tax credits.
And he yells,
and he just, Triton!
And then it cuts away for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it cuts back.
And he's still like, Triton!
Like yelling into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then he walks into the ocean.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, he also, prior to this, he complained to Black Bolt that he wasn't set because it's sent. Because he's like, I should have been the one sent to Earth. No,
yeah.
You're a dummy.
Mm.
So because he walked into the ocean and nearly drowned.
Because he can't swim.
And he's saved by
which
local...
Which is weird because he's part animal.
Yeah.
And all animals have an inherent ability to swim.
I don't know.
Guess he's more human than
guess
he thought.
Guess he's more human than he thought. And
yeah,
so
he's
saved
by
local surfers.
Local surfers, yeah.
Who just buy everything that he's saying. And then he turns on his... Oh, and while this is happening, there's the coup that happens back on the
yeah.
moon.
My favorite part about that, first of all, that the surfers don't be like... Get out of our territory. Because surfers are like that.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, what are you doing? Get out of our surf, you prick, kind of thing. But they rescue him, which is nice. They bring him up to the sand. And then what I like about it is there's no references to other weirdness. They just go, oh, you must be one of those Inhumans we hear
that's
about.
That's exactly what they say, yeah. Not yeah. like, hey, you're like Thor or whatever. It's
yeah.
none of that. It's
yeah.
just...
You're one of those Inhumans.
One of those Inhumans.
That everybody's talking about. Hashtag Inhumans TV. That's what they're saying.
Every magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Black Bolt gets tell. Okay, so
Blackagar Boltagon is his full name.
They don't say his full name.
What they don't say his full name, but also Medusa, his wife, refers to him as Black Bolt all the time.
Yes.
Weird, right?
Weird, yeah.
No pet name? No, but the problem, like, I guess, with this series for me is it all appears to have been like just thrown together, and there's like it just started existing now.
Right, yeah.
Like if these were real characters with real motivations and real relationships, they'd have nicknames, they'd have a way of communicating with each other if one of them can't speak.
Yes.
Which we'll get to at some point.
At some point. But yeah, so the teleporting dog, which actually looks all right for TV. Mm-hmm. By the way, all this looks horrible on IMAX.
We didn't even see it at the biggest IMAX.
No, but it was...
We saw it at IMAX Junior.
Yeah.
It's not what it's called.
No, but it was... It's not... Like, it was shot for IMAX, but it's not lit for IMAX.
Yeah.
The special effects aren't for IMAX. The sets aren't for IMAX. You can see, like, when they'll open a thing, you can see it's just got a rickety little hinge on it. Like,
yeah,
and stuff
right.
like that you can pick up on.
Uh-huh.
So the dog saves everybody and brings them all to Earth, Hawaii. But it's all, they're slightly apart, so they spend the rest of the episode not coming back together.
That's right, yeah.
And talking to each other on watches. Mm-hmm. So she calls, Medusa gets, which we'll get to,
yeah.
goes down to Earth and calls Black Bolt.
They've got like communicator wristband
yeah.
things.
And he can't talk back, so she's just talking. And he also, they're out loud, so they're not like subtle. So she's sitting on a bus
yeah,
having
right.
like, you know, and people, like, it's just blaring on, like, it's on speakerphone.
Yeah.
But there's no texting part on it, of his device.
Yeah.
So he has to hold it to his heart so yeah. she can hear his heartbeat. Surely they would have, so when they call him on the moon, does he just have to go and do sign language in person?
Which is weird because, I mean, the whole thing's weird, but later on in the episode, another character takes off her communicator and flips it open, and it's got like a display, like,
yes,
like an iPhone-style display on it,
yeah.
which means there's literally no reason that it couldn't have like a texting thing or a FaceTime.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got FaceTime. And they're way ahead of us technologically.
They have a guy whose head is a projector.
That's true. They do have that. Yeah,
literally.
They do, and he projects.
The opening scene.
The opening scene. They tried to cut around it, but it's just the footage they've shot. It's like they don't do any. They cut away whenever there's a literal like angle change.
Yeah,
so it's not that abrupt, but it's like it's just the bit from what we saw earlier.
Why is so? So that guy's valuable, I guess, because he can see things and project
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
They probably send him down to the mines later because he projects movies
on
a wall or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else are we up to?
So Black Bolt, because he causes a bit of a ruckus in the streets, because
yes.
he turns up in an X-Men style black leather suit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he sees like people wearing regular business suits or casual clothing, and he's like, I'm going to get me some clothes.
Sure.
He does a lot of emoting with his face, and that guy is a good actor, but you don't get a sense of what he's... He just seems perplexed or yeah. bemused.
Right.
Or confused. Yeah, it's confused or bemused. It's somewhere in there.
But it doesn't seem like he has an ultimate plan in it. It's not like he goes, okay, well, what I need to do is get arrested and then I'll go to the police station and then I'll use their computers and I'll figure something out. It's just, he's just going with the flow and he just ends up arrested and he's just bemused.
But he gets arrested because he goes into a clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
She assumes that he can't speak English, even though he nods when she asks him a question.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So they put a linen suit.
Put him in a nice blue linen suit, yes.
And then he just walks out, breaks a guy's arm on the way out.
Yep.
And then...
They call the police.
And
send like five units.
And they just hit him mercilessly.
Oh, they really belt him.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, but it's weird because...
How'd he get out of the cuffs?
I don't know, but it speaks to how dumb he is as a character because he's the lead, like clearly up on the moon, he's the king and he gets whatever he wants.
Dog's back, hang on, keep talking.
He gets whatever he wants, but surely as a ruler and a diplomat and a strategist and whatever, he knows what Earth is. He'd go, okay, well, they have currency and they have trade and they have whatever.
Also, he could look at it. They're always looking at it. They're always looking at a picture of it and going, oh,
so
there's
he'd
a
go
lot of
like,
fire, isn't
okay,
there?
Well, humans trade money for for items.
Yeah.
That's what I... So either he is so dumb that he thinks he can just do this and walk away and there'll be literally no consequences, or he is so arrogant that he thinks that as a royal... Like, as a member of the royal family, he can just take whatever he wants and no one can stop him.
Yeah, and I genuinely don't know which one it is.
Exactly.
Because he can't talk.
You can't talk, exactly.
Also, he steals the suit to evade the cops or stay incognito.
Yeah.
And he immediately gets arrested.
Yeah.
Like, straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, if he didn't steal it, he wouldn't have got arrested.
That's true.
It would just been a guy in a leather suit.
Or he could have just taken... People wear leather jackets.
Yeah, that's
right. You know what he could have done? He could have just unzipped it and he would have looked just like a cool rock and roll dude.
Exactly, because that's what he does look like. He looks like a cool rock and roll dude, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Good
Anyway,
Lord.
It's real dumb. Like, if he'd come out of that alley and just looked at a guy in a leather jacket, he would have been like, oh yeah, it seems fine.
Yeah, this is fine.
But that's the thing, like, just do it Kyle Reese style. Go into a shop that's closed or something, or just put it on when nobody's looking and then sneak out.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, God. What a
dummy.
Speaking of dummies, here's another character who's a dummy.
The guy with the next powers?
Yeah, Karnak.
Yeah.
So we have one of the other characters who's teleported down to Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's teleported to, like, the top of a mountain.
Yes.
Or not even a mountain, a hill.
Yeah.
And Karnak's ability, if you don't know Karnak, in the comic books, his ability primarily is he can see weak points.
Right. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, so in...
Because it seemed to me like he had Nicolas Cage's powers from Next.
Right.
Where he could see multiple...
Yeah, I think maybe that's... In the comic books, it's weak points, but I think in this, it's more that.
Right.
He can see...
And it's got Doctor Strange-style symbols.
Glyphs and things, yeah. Kind of... Like, he can... In this, it seems he can see possible futures.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way he can do it. He's more like... There's a character in DC Image called the Midnighter, and he can see all potential... future strategies, and he picks the optimal one.
You're right, yeah.
So there's a fight sequence where you see him fight some dudes, then he gets shot, and he goes, that didn't work, and then he does a different thing and he wins.
There's a bit where he harasses a waitress.
Yeah, he's like, the way he gives the like a nice smile to the waitress, and the waitress is like, oh, hey.
What's up?
You know, clearly there's something, and he's like, in 2.5 days I'm going to hate you because of all these things.
And he says, and I'll want to kill you.
Yeah.
Those are his exact words.
Not likable characters.
So back on Earth, when he gets teleported to Earth, he says out loud, I need to find my king, and attempts to scurry down a mountain.
Yeah.
In doing so, he just falls off.
Yeah. And again, we've established, whichever power set he has, if he can see weak point, because the idea in the comic books, he can see a weak point. So, if, you know, he's fighting Iron Man and Iron Man has the indestructible suit of armor. He just finds the one crack in it.
Yeah.
Or the one, like, tiny seam that's vulnerable and he punches it.
Yeah.
And the whole suit falls to pieces or whatever. If that's his power, surely he could see, like...
On a mountain.
Like, on a mountain. He could see, like, some soil that's about to crumble off or whatever. Or if he can see the future, he could see that he's about to step on a thing that's about to fall apart.
Yes.
But in either case, he doesn't. He just puts his foot wrong and the whole thing collapses and he tumbles down a hill. And he hits his head.
His head real hard.
But then when he wakes up shortly thereafter, then he's like,
I need to find my king.
Find a king. And his powers then suddenly activate and he goes, East?
That's
like,
right.
He looks at the sun and he goes, East? North, south? Okay, here we go. And then you see, like, a little golden pathway emerges and he walks down the hill. Why didn't you use it earlier?
Good question.
Does it only work after a blow to the head?
Well, the reason they wanted to do that is because he ends up circling back to where he was, which means his powers aren't working.
He's got a head injury.
But he could have got a head injury because... Any other reason? The way
literally any other reason, right?
Like maybe when he's back fighting on the moon, there isn't an optimal outcome that doesn't end with him getting hit. He always gets hit in the head.
Yeah,
well, that's the best case scenario. Is I get hit in the back of the head and then I teleport to Earth.
Yeah,
boy,
fell down a hill.
Just fell down a hill.
Fell down a hill in complete reversal of his power set.
Yes,
brilliant.
Medusa gets her head shaved,
which is how we want look. I was like, how are they going to... Everybody hates the wig.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
Better in CGI than it does as a wig.
That's true, it does. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
It's a very weird looking wig.
And she looks better with a shaved head.
100%.
So, yeah. So before she is teleported to Earth by the teleporting dog, Maximus is like, I'm going to kill everybody, and first of all, I'm going to shave your head. And he just gets a set of electric clippers. Again, this is a budget thing. Just a set of, you'd buy at the Hair House Warehouse.
It's exactly what they are. Yeah. He must have got them from Earth, right?
It's not a ceremonial sword.
No, it's not like a pair of, like, golden clippers.
It's not a laser cutter.
No.
It's just a set of buzzy clippers. Target, get them.
Because there's moments like that where nobody seems to understand, or some people don't understand what's going on Earth. And yet someone else is like, I'm going to bring your family here in a garbage bag. Okay, so you have clippers and you have garbage bags.
And you have apartments.
You have apartments.
She isn't like...
You have headphones.
Crystal, who's the one of the remaining characters we haven't spoken about yet, who has fire and ice powers of some sort. I can't remember what her power set is in the comics. It doesn't matter. Anyway, she's like, oh, they've put me in my apartment.
Yes.
Great. Say my quarters. I've been confined in my quarters.
But it does look like an apartment.
It does look like an apartment. Yeah, it's quite nice.
Also, they end up tracking Medusa because Crystal thinks that she's stolen
a communicator,
but they've left it there on purpose. So she calls Medusa and is like, oh, Medusa, there's been a coup and everybody's whatever. Mm. And Medusa's like, oh, where did you get the communicator? And she's like, I stole it from whatever. And she's like, oh, no, they're tracking it. They could have just called Medusa. Because that's not her phone. They probably have Medusa's number.
Yeah,
and also, when they call Medusa, they're like, oh, now I can be tracked. She breaks it.
Yeah.
But they still find it.
That's true, yeah.
And also, they find it and she's standing near it.
She's standing near... Okay, so what happens is she's on the bus... We'll backtrack.
She gets a bus.
She gets a bus from some sort of Hawaiian... tourist attraction crater situation.
I think they just stopped on the road. Oh, no, they're at the crater, aren't they?
Yeah, they're at the crater. Okay, anyway, she goes to, I guess, the closest local town.
Yep.
And she realizes the communicator's... On the trip, she realizes the communicator's going to be trapped, so she breaks it.
Yep.
And then night comes, and then the henchwoman...
Yes.
From the moon... has arrived on Earth.
The bad guy, the Maximus's
henchwoman comes to Earth, and then she finds the bus, and the bus driver's on there, and he's like, hey, you can't get on my bus. So she kills him straight up.
Yep.
And then she finds the broken computer, she gets off the bus, and then Medusa's there.
Mm.
So Medusa, again, just let a civilian die.
Yes, that's why.
Because she's the royal family, she does not care.
Yep.
And then they fight.
Yes. And it's not very good.
And you know what? It's what I liked about it is there was no possibility of a hair pulling lady fight. Like it was a problem. There was literally no chance for it. They ruled it out, and so I didn't mind it. I actually quite liked the fact that Medusa just went in for the full football tackle straight away. I thought that was fun.
Well, I guess because you do see her kind of fight with her hair.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
It's also not very long. Like, it's long, but it's not...
It's not comic book long.
It's super helpful.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's still, like, arm's length. Maybe a little bit more.
And it's weird in so far as when she's about to get her head shaved, the hair doesn't fight back.
Well, they zap her, don't they? I guess, or something. Yeah.
You'd think the hair would have a vested interest in not being shaved.
You would think that, wouldn't you? Mm. I guess the hair can't see everything.
I guess that's true.
I don't understand the hair.
Yeah, it's...
Anyway, my favorite fight scene was when all the cops were hitting Black Bolt with sticks. That was my favorite fight.
They really laid in.
We should mention he does use his voice in that moment, and he flips
he gets
a car.
Tasered.
And it's quite good.
That's a real car flip. That was the effect shot of both episodes, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I bet they finished it and they were like, that's the shot for IMAX,
that's the
baby.
One.
Anyway, there's the fight between Medusa and the henchwoman.
Yep.
And then... Medusa stabs her to death, or what she assumes is to death, throws her in the back of a pickup truck and throws a tarp over her. And what amused me about this is that...
Her legs were sticking out?
No, but Black Bolt steals a suit.
Yeah.
Like, he seems like quite a well-to-do man who steals a suit, and they don't just write it off. They call the entirety of the Hawaii Police Department. But... Over on the other side of Hawaii, there are what appears to be literally two brutal, gruesome murders, and nothing happens for like nobody arrives.
No, well, it's long enough that the henchwoman, the post-credit scene is that this person that we saw three times maybe in the show came back to life and healed.
Yeah.
Also, Medusa should know that that's her powers.
Exactly.
Cut her head off.
Exactly. Like the again, this speaks to the idea of, like, this universe didn't exist until today.
Yeah.
Like, if you know this person and you know their power, the reason that woman is not down in the mines is because she has this cool ability.
Yeah.
So you should know what it is, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unless surprise.
Also, she leaves a knife in her. Take your knife. You don't have your hair anymore.
I need the knife.
Jesus.
Yeah.
There's a man in a wall.
Yeah, that's right. The henchwoman. So, initially, the way you get down to Earth is you ask the teleporting dog Lockjaw to take you down to Earth.
Yes.
And he will do that for you, and then he comes back, probably.
Yes.
But then he gets stunned by the bad guys and locked in a...
In Black Bolt's...
Apartment.
Apartment.
Locked in his condo.
Sure, yeah.
And then, so they're like, well, what's another way to get to Earth? And I'm assuming, like, oh, maybe they've got, like, a shuttlecraft.
That's what I thought. There'd be, like, a Star Trek, like, ship.
Cloaking device shuttlecraft or something. That makes more sense because it's not as convenient as a teleporter, but it's what they have, so they'll use it, right?
But they have another teleporter.
Well, I was going to say, they've got teleportation devices coming out the wazoo.
But this one is a face that comes out of a concrete wall that very reluctantly will teleport you anywhere.
Yeah.
That'll have a bit of a... He's not happy about it.
He's not.
But then she threatens to kill his family, and so he does it.
Yeah.
But...
I like to think his family's just like a bunch of bricks on a building
site.
Well,
that's the thing. So, like, he must have gone and had the Terrigen Mist. This is probably a character from the comics. Yep. I'm not familiar with this man in the wall character that can teleport people.
Mm-hmm.
But he must have gone and had the Terrigen Mists. And then where did he turn into a wall? Did he turn into a big block and they put him in a wall? Like, what happened?
Look, I'm going to give this guy the benefit of the doubt and say that maybe he went into the phone booth and he transformed into like a rock-like being,
right.
Like a rock-like man.
Yeah.
And then he raised a family, and then now he's become more wall-like.
Right, okay, so he's slowly becoming more...
It doesn't really explain how he's got a teleportation ability, though.
No.
I guess...
Why would you go into the box? It dooms you.
Yeah, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
Like, that guy has an amazing power, but he's a wall. And there's nobody there. Like, when she goes and talks to him, he's just in a dark room.
Yeah.
Just a wall in a dark
room.
Again,
what do you do for entertainment in this universe?
You get the guy with the projection face.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Imagine being the guy with the projection face.
Yeah, right.
What a hot... Oh.
And also, he's blind.
And he's blind, yeah, because they have to lead him in, yeah.
Yeah. Great stuff.
God, it's shit.
What else happened in this show?
I think
I'll watch another episode.
Yeah, I probably will.
But do not pay any money for this. Really,
well,
truly.
The run was supposed to be a 2-week run and they're cutting it a week short. So I'd say most people listening to this have not seen it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's September 29th.
I think we've provided a very evocative review and recap. So
I think...
Did we miss any characters? Who cares if we did?
See, the difference between this and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is...
Yes.
For me, I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started promising and then got worse.
Mm-hmm. And now
it's apparently really good. This, I just don't... I guess it could get better, but just cancel it.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
Take the production budget, assume that this is going to last for 10 years, then take the production budget and use it to buy the X-Men back.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Disney, take $1 billion and use it to buy the X-Men back.
Correct.
You've got $1 billion.
You've got $1 billion. So, yeah, would you say, do you think they shouldn't cancel this?
Yeah.
Is that because you think it's amusing? Yes. Or because you think it's...
It's solely because it's amusing.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Also, I want to see how fast Medusa's hair grows back.
Well, that is
the
question.
Do you think she'll have like a bob?
Potentially. What does the bob do?
No, she'll have a pixie cut by the end
Like a Cersei Lannister pixie cut.
Yeah, like a Cersei Lannister pixie cut by episode 3, probably.
And speaking of Mason...
Oh, look, yeah. What a segue.
What a bloody segue.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We're going to talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we do.
The latest season. This will probably be spoiler heavy as well.
Yes.
Would you say?
Yeah.
I mean, it's done. It's been out for a
while.
But
also, I feel, again, as a guy who does not care for Game of Thrones, I had to watch it in its entirety. But also, the people who love Game of Thrones, they're done.
Yeah,
they've
been
done
true.
For days.
They've been done. It would have been a clean week.
They probably watched it twice.
No doubt.
Mm hmm.
All right, well, yeah. So hashtag GOT bros, obviously.
No,
we're back, aren't
that.
We, 2017?
All right, yeah, right.
Do you want to talk, I've written down kind of the most, like, significant moments
okay.
that we touch on. We're not going to do an exhaustive episode by episode, scene
well,
by
this,
scene.
What I think felt about this scene, this episode, this season,
sure.
is that, what I do respect about Game of Thrones is that it's not formulaic every season.
Right.
It isn't like, okay, every season it's going to, we're going to see some new players and then there's going to be things that are going to get worse and then it's going to ramp up and then there's going to be action and that's the end. Like, there's episodes where it's, there's seasons where it's like a lot of intrigue.
Yep.
There's recovery seasons.
Yeah.
Like, where people are just like, oh, Jesus. Like, that's after the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
You know, the next season was just people going, oh, Jesus, what happened? Oh, jeez. It's one of the worst things.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, this is a bad place to live, but still.
That's still what, yeah. You're right. And this season is a culmination of all the political intrigue and lining up all the different players from all around Westeros to all kind of meet and go on little adventures together.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that's, like, it's more probably action heavy and...
Yeah, this was a series of meet cutes.
And then
some action, which I... And you know what? I don't know if I loved this season, but I liked it, I think, more than some of the others.
Right.
And I feel it's setting me up for a final season that I'll enjoy.
Because it's balls out, mate.
It's balls out, and everybody's, for the most part, everybody's dead.
Everybody. I think
all the generic characters are dead.
Yeah.
So it's just characters I recognize now. it's reduced the number of characters that I have to remember the names of.
Right, yeah. Or faces.
Faces.
Yeah.
Although there was a moment in, I was going to say the Loot Crate episode, but like the Loot Train episode.
Yeah.
Where the Lannisters fight the Dothraki.
Yeah.
And there's a character, is it Randall?
Randall Tarly.
Tarly is nearly like beheaded by a Dothraki, like while he's on horseback. And then that Dothraki's killed and he tumbles like off his horse. And it looks like Randall's been rescued by Randall. Because those characters to me are indistinguishable. I can't even remember who that guy is. But I'm like, did he rescue himself?
He's that
is
good.
Is this a time travel situation?
Well, there is a bit of time travel in this show.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Meet-cutes.
Meet-cutes.
So something that I did enjoy. I did enjoy the meeting of Daenerys and Jon Snow.
It was a bit of a bloody standoff, wasn't it?
It was a standoff, but I mean... And they all sort of outlined their cases and what have you. But I did. My favorite part was that they were like, this is Daenerys, she's from House Targaryen, she's the queen mother of dragons, and she's this, and the ruler of this, and the ruler of whatever. And then Davos is just like, Jon Snow is the king of the North.
What do you want?
I don't know.
Well,
they were clearly unprepared. I enjoyed that part.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you think it was unreasonable for her to be like, bend the knee? Because I think he made a great case for, I don't know you, and your father killed my uncle. My grandfather and uncle.
Uncle, yeah.
You're from a family of murderers and lunatics.
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely 100% not.
Yes, I do respect that, but also I think that it shows that she's been on this very long killing streak. Like, she has been cutting a swath, and I think she's just used to that, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And I think maybe that... I think we were supposed to see that overconfidence in order for there to be some falls later in the season.
Right,
like, this
yes.
feels like the act two of a movie, where it's like, yeah, everything's going pretty well, but it's going to get worse before. Because if her, like, train of... I've got indestructible dragons and I'm just blowing up everybody and whatever. Like, if that continued to the end of this season, I'd be like, well, who cares about the next season?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just going to be that again.
I think that, yeah, they're flirting with the idea that she could be mad.
Yeah.
And it still could very well go that way because she's born of incest. Like, her parents are brother and sister.
Yep.
And
the Westeros way, I call it.
Yeah. It's more of a Targaryen thing, but yeah I guess a Lannister thing. But, and I was really not cool. Like, it felt really uncomfortable at the end when it, I mean, we already knew, but Jon Snow is her nephew.
Nephew, right.
Biologically.
Yes.
And they hook up.
Yes.
And it's very weird.
Yeah.
But it's also weird in,
but they film it that way. You're saying it's weird even in this universe where that's been completely normalized for years.
I guess for some people it's normalized and some people it's not.
Right.
I guess, you know, like for some families, because it used to be a thing that everybody kind of accepted.
Right.
But since the Targaryens were kind of left.
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's why Jaime and Cersei Lannister are, you know, kind of looked down upon.
Right.
But yeah, the way they intercut with like, oh yeah, here's the wedding of Jon Snow's parents, which means Jon Snow is this person, and then we cut to them
right.
banging.
It's
very ominous. Yeah. And that also means that he is technically the king.
That's true, yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't think there's going to be much friction there. I think it'll probably come out and he'll be like, you can have it.
Yeah,
all
we'll
rule together. I don't really, because he's never been somebody who really wants any of it. He just wants to be left alone. That's pretty much.
Yeah. He's your point of view character.
Yeah,
you'd rather he'd just be left alone forever. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. Cause there's only six episodes left. Apparently they're a little bit extended.
And there's no movie?
No, yes. Not as far as we know. And right, it could be like 18 months away as well.
That's true, yeah.
Because they rushed out this season. And you can tell in moments because there is some time jumps where somebody gets from here to here instantaneously.
I don't...
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah, like I don't memorize any of the geography or stuff, but I am aware that on Twitter a lot of people are very... I've seen a lot of maps drawn that I didn't understand, but it's like, look how far they went in a day, but he took two seasons to do it last time. What's it going on?
And you also have to assume that all the stuff you're seeing isn't happening at the same time necessarily.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, even though there's ravens and whatnot, but... Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you need to go between castles, it's like a month.
Exactly,
so it's,
right. Yeah.
You know, like minimum.
Isn't it interesting that they never developed any fast traveling, like no teleporting dog or no
face in a wall.
They could do a face in a wall.
Yeah, they could do a face. We've got faces in trees.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's all bloody ravens and walking, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, but overall, I thought I really enjoyed the season. Like, despite like, I think it really was. Yeah, there were moments where time jumps and like convenience where I even thought the plan to go south of the wall to get a zombie to be like,
yeah, right.
There's a zombie.
But didn't you enjoy the team?
I 100% enjoy, but I'm like, this is the dumbest plan ever. And when you get it, she's not going to care.
Yeah, right.
Which is exactly what happened.
That's right, yeah. Well, they're not smart. They're not all smart people.
No, well, that's it. Also, just fly the dragon in, grab one, bail.
Yeah,
which is what they kind of ended up doing anyway.
Yeah. What I didn't like is this about this season is it temporarily put paid to the idea that Samwell is going to die in his library.
Yes,
he
that's
might
right.
still, but he's back on the team. He's back on the Night's Watch.
He's definitely going to burn to death with some books around him.
Yeah, I hope so. That's my
absolutely. I do. Getting back to the very opening.
Yep,
that I really enjoyed
with Arya.
Yeah, she's sitting at the. Well, she's what's his name, Frey, Filch or whatever his name is from Harry Potter. Uh-huh. And there's a moment where you're like, is this a flashback? What is this?
Yeah, right.
And then she just poisons the whole family and
I think that was good.
Out.
And it's, even if she doesn't really get any more character moments, maybe in the rest of this, like that's, it was pretty good. It was a good
she got the revenge that like, exactly. She doesn't
is her
get,
list done?
She no, got well, she's got the Hound, she's got Cersei, I think she's got the Mountain.
Right.
But the Mountain, the Hound is going to get the Mountain or the Mountain's going to crush the Hound's skull because it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That was, You know what the mountain looks like to me when you see him up close?
Yeah.
He's horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like you imagine Darth Vader looks when you're a kid.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Do you know what I mean?
Just
this,
and he's just, he's rotted more than he has last season.
Yeah.
Like, his eyes are more sunken and red. That's true, and he's just got this rotting skin.
Speaking of faceless man.
Right.
Did you, I was not aware of this until recently. Did you know there's a theory that Ned Stark is still alive?
There's many theories. Which one in particular?
Well, as I understand it, I mean, sure, in a way, his head was separated from his body at the end of...
In a way.
several years ago.
In a very literal way.
But as
way.
I understand it, because in the prison, I believe, in the end of season one, there's like a... Is it... What's the name of the... What's the most famous faceless guy? Is it Jason? What's his name?
Oh, Jack and Hagar.
Jack and Hagar. There we go.
It's
Jason. I don't know. I can't remember. But he was also in there, right?
He would have been around there, yeah, sure.
And people are like, well, how do you capture a faceless man?
Yeah,
and put him in the bloody prison. So the assumption is that before he gets beheaded, Ned Stark was switched places with somebody else, another faceless man.
So when you get beheaded, your face doesn't fall off?
Apparently not.
Like, if this room, well, there's also another theory. I did a video on.
Yes,
it should be called Stupid Theories, but yes. I titled it as like Insane Theory. It's just dumb stuff.
But I would respect, I don't know if I'd respect it, but I think that would be an incredible reveal.
Yeah.
If Sean Bean's character is still, like, he comes back in season 8.
I think people will be very upset by that.
That's why I'd like it.
Because it betrays everything that the show is built on, where consequences, like, things matter.
Yeah.
And if you put a step, like, you put your foot wrong, even if you're the nicest man in the world or the meanest man in the world, it doesn't matter.
But that's why I'd like it, because there would appear some kind of justice in this universe.
So what's he been doing? Just hiding in the woods?
I don't know, I guess.
Or he's still in the cell?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess there's another theory, because in the book, all the Starks are wargs.
They can all go into animals. Right.
So the theory is that he went into his sword. That's a theory that I put it in my video. Right. It's the dumbest thing.
That's
ever.
Fun, okay.
Yeah. Or
that,
birds.
That famous animal, a sword.
A sword, exactly.
Great. Where was I going with this? I can't remember.
Let's start.
Oh, that was my feeling is. Do you feel like the series is becoming more TV-like? Because I don't read the books,
but I feel like
a lot of revelations and things like that are becoming more like, you couldn't do that in a fantasy novel, but you could do it in a fantasy TV series.
I think so, and I think that's a result of, because they're so off book.
Yeah, right.
And those books are so far from being finished.
Yeah.
They just, George R.R. Martin just probably went, here are the 10 things that happen.
Yeah, and then do right whatever around you want it, around them. Yeah.
Because they've changed little things, like Jon's real name is Aegon Targaryen, but in the books, Jon would have a brother, his father had two kids to another woman, and one of them is called Aegon Targaryen.
Right.
And they got killed by the mountain. So are they just, is that guy just having kids and going, yeah, this one's also Aegon?
Right. We don't know how medieval names work.
No.
In a weird medieval parallel universe planet.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't know nothing.
That's it. So, I don't know. Good dragon stuff though, right?
Good. And that's something that I liked about this season is good dragon stuff, looking pretty good, but also now the sides have evened up.
Yes.
Because her having a couple of dragons that she can just, you know, cut a swath through.
A swath. You're loving the word swath.
I love a swath. It's good. When I think of dragon fire, I think of a swath.
Yeah, yeah.
There hasn't been enough swaths
in this series,
in my opinion, but next season's going to be all swaths, I feel.
Swaths all the way, mate.
Yeah, it's nice to see that it won't be that. There'll be some...
Yeah, because if you have a dragon army go up against just regular men...
Yeah.
Well, we saw what happened.
Yeah, that's right,
It's devastating.
Yeah.
And there's things like... And there's little things that they seem to have not accounted for. They're like, we're running out of food and so-and-so, like the army's stuck at Casterly Rock because Jaime kind of, you know, they emptied it out. And then she's just burning hundreds of, like, carts of food.
Yeah,
you know
right.
I mean? There's things like that. But that, I think that action sequence is one of my favorite moments from,
yeah, right.
Because you just see the devastation. And they set records for lighting the amount of, like, 20 people on fire at once.
Right, yeah.
And it's just, and what's smart about this as well, they built up these characters where you like them on both sides. Like, it's got to a point where you like Jaime Lannister and Bronn.
Yeah, I guess.
But you also
so.
Don't want to see the dragon get killed. But when he's lining up the dragon with the crossbow, I'm like, fucking kill it. Yeah, right. Do it. Because that's the kind of guy, like, imagine if he's the guy.
Yeah,
he's
right.
just some guy.
Yeah.
And he just pulls it off. Because if one of them has to go, the dragon.
That's like, true. I'd
rather
yeah,
be
right.
the dragon than him. Mm. Yeah. Do you know he dated Lena Headey in real life? Huh. And they don't share scenes together. That did. Because you know the bit where they had the big council meeting is like, I better go. let's
yeah,
go get a
right.
drink.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Ended acrimoniously.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
Do I have more dragon thoughts?
Well, you wanted that man to die in a fire, the Tali kid.
That's true.
But his brother and father got it, didn't they?
That's true, yeah.
Would you have just bowed?
Yeah.
I mean, the kid should have. Right? At
yeah.
least.
Look, I'm a proud man.
Yeah.
But I don't want to die by dragon fire, if I'm honest with you. There's no way out of that.
No.
Like, even if somebody had been like, bow to me or I'll break your legs, maybe I'd be like, yeah, legs, I can put them in splints or whatever. You can't get out of
no, you can't.
A dragon fire situation. You can't do it.
No. I think also,
I mean, there's a very slim chance that you are fireproof. Like your dragon,
yeah, it's
dragonborn
like,
or whatever.
It's like 1 in 40 million.
Yeah, right, exactly. But there's a chance.
But I don't understand. Like,
roll the dice.
I see why she did it, yeah. But for me, I think because Tyrion was even like, this is a family. Like you're wiping out a family
yeah,
lineage,
right.
And she just went, nah. Well, this is how it is. I think she should have put one of them aside.
Yeah,
I understand. I understand it, but I think I was like, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, no.
Like, he's just standing by his dad, and you're like, too bad! Like, you know yeah. what I mean? Like, because she's all about honor and doing what's right.
It's almost like it's a cruel universe.
It's almost like that, isn't it? Yeah. This season felt less cruel, though.
It did, didn't it?
So more characters felt invincible for now.
Yeah. Okay, so now I guess my question is, who's the worst person in Westeros now?
I guess it's Cersei?
It is Cersei, right?
Or the Night King. But he's not really a person,
See,
is
that's,
he?
That is, I guess, my misgivings about this final season is...
It's a faceless army.
It's
going
a faceless army, yeah. And who cares? Like, who cares?
He's not... Like, he's spooky and whatever.
He's spooky,
but
he's
not,
not... He's not cruel. I mean, he is cruel.
Yeah.
But he's not... But it's because he's a magical being, and that's... It's like if you went, oh, a forest fire is cruel.
A forest fire is cruel.
It
though,
is cruel, but it's not, it's just, it exists.
Yeah.
Right? That's how I feel about the Night King. He isn't some sort of, like, cackling monster who's ripping your dick off or whatever, or, you know, or feeding people the dogs. He's just a guy who's
matter of fact, he's like, right, I'm just going to
take over this because it's my space.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I've got a dragon. Like, it's threatening, but it's not.
You're right.
I'm not going to feel satisfied when he dies.
No, I think it will be that, especially because his whole army will drop dead as well.
Yeah,
which
right.
is like the rule. But I think it will be that, like, so they've kept Cersei around to also be the threat. Like, they're bringing
yeah,
in
right.
the Golden Company,
uh-huh.
which is, you know, this army for hire.
Second theory,
sure.
unless it's revealed, as some people on Reddit have thought, that the Night King is Bran.
Oh, because he got stuck in his body in the past
yeah,
or whatever.
Uh-huh.
No, so I read that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's very possible,
how do you how do you turn that into a humanizing moment? I don't know.
Yeah.
Bran's good at ruining things with time travel, isn't he?
He's either good at ruining things or holding back very vital information
yeah.
or telling his sister that she looked great on the night that she was raped. Like, yeah. weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, but I guess he must have told the sisters about Littlefinger.
Yeah.
Because that, I like, even though they were like, oh, they're enemies, the sisters are enemies.
Uh-huh.
I never
then they
thought,
team up.
Yeah, I never thought that was not going to end like that.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sure,
anyway,
sure.
I think I've jumped topics here. Did you want to talk about Bran and the Night King?
No, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. That was actually, I think that might have been one of my favorite moments from the season. Is when, I mean, I saw it coming, but she brings in Arya to be like, you stand accused for murder and treason or whatever. And then uh-huh. she's like, what do you think, Littlefinger? And he's like, he does like the double take. And then he goes through every trick that he has.
Yeah, like threatening and then pleading.
Yeah, he denies, he threatens, he bargains, he tries to leave. And he's like, no. Mm. And then he's just on his knees crying.
Yeah, right.
I just thought that was incredible.
Mm.
And a really good performance because you don't really see that guy crack.
Ever. That's true.
And
yeah.
he's also responsible for everything that's happened. It's yeah. all him.
Yeah.
And it all came to a head. Mm. I thought it was
he's
great.
Also great as the mayor on The Wire.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
What else, Mason?
What else?
Did you like the did that bit where they went to the dragon pit feel like it was going to kick off really badly? Like the...
Yeah.
Like something really terrible was going to happen?
Yeah.
Because, you know, because she's known for putting like dragon fire under structures.
That's true, yeah.
And they were the first ones there, and then she left, and then they stayed there. I was like, you should probably...
But they can't do it twice. I mean, that just happened, basically.
Yeah, I guess it did. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. You know what I did actually think?
What's that?
I thought Jamie Lannister was going to die.
There you go.
You know the bit where she gives the mountain the nod?
Yes.
I was like, ugh. But then I guess she didn't mean it because he didn't do it. Because it looked like she went, go for it.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
But then he escaped. He's bloody
Maybe
scuffed.
She was more like, yeah, this one's all right.
Okay.
She's got a series of different nods.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Is there anything that you expect from the next season? Any predictions? Bran is the Nightman.
I don't know if that's going to be true.
Yeah, it's probably not. The Hound versus the Mountain, will get some variation on that.
That's true, like. Yeah. Dragon versus
it's
Dragon.
It's going to be a dragon fight.
I want to see what Blue Fire does versus Yellow Fire.
Green Fire?
Yeah, Green Fire. Oh, and then they turn the bloody winter into spring. Wouldn't that be delightful? They just shoot some green fire out into the snowfields, and then it's springtime again. Wouldn't that be a delight?
I think so. Did you think it was weird that the Night King lined up that dragon as opposed to the dragon that was sitting in front of him?
Maybe he just wanted a challenge.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But if you miss, you want one, don't you?
It's true. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know what, I bet it's been argued to death on the internet. I bet there's some sort of tactical reason.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's the biggest one, though, was the one he didn't aim for the biggest one. What I think.
Well, maybe that's because, you know, the idea being if you're facing two opponents, if they're both going to hit you, you kill the weakest one first. Because if you stab the big one and he doesn't die, there's still two people attacking you, isn't there? So if you kill the little one.
I see. My thinking was kill the big one. And then also, they're like one-shot kills those things.
The spears.
Yeah, it seems to be anyway.
Oh, then I don't know.
I don't know. I think
maybe he didn't have faith in himself.
I think they could have done it slightly differently where he was lining up the big one and the other one comes in and he does a last minute, okay.
Okay, right.
And he, you know, he's like,
yeah,
oh,
okay,
right,
I don't know.
I'll take this one. Is that it, Mason?
I think that's about it. What do you want to see in the next?
That's, yeah, dragon fight, Hound versus Mountain. I want to see either Jon Snow or Daenerys die.
I don't want it to rule together.
No, I don't think it's too weird.
What if Tyrion sneaks in and he's the winner?
That's fine. Also,
do you feel there has to be one person? Like, do you think it's?
Oh, I think that no. Sorry, I think there'll be a democracy. I think that's where they're leading towards.
Lame.
Yeah, yes.
Doesn't work.
But even Tyrion hints at, he's like, if you die,
yeah.
What do we do? You know, so you can't also have kids, apparently.
Do you think there's one person who's going to sneak in and take it all, though?
I think
there's going to be hints of democracy and then...
Yeah, or like there'll be like a council, like it'll be him and Varys and someone else who'll be like... And you know, you can vote in for whoever and yeah.
Like we the audience.
We the audience can vote
in. Okay, right. So if you want the mountain to rule Westeros forever until he disintegrates, you can do that.
Do you think we're going to see what's under his mask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe when he dies,
okay.
Or maybe if he...
Maybe in the fight he gets
maybe if
knocked
he can,
off.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he's got like, he can vomit acid or something.
Maybe like it's a reptile.
He's got some backup skills.
Oh yeah, okay. There was a Theon moment. He got kicked in the dick.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. Fired. Okay, that's fun.
It's a bit. Was it? I feel like that would still hurt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, Mason.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Cool. All right. Well, let's do our next segment.
Oh, what are we reading?
What are we gonna read?
What are we gonna read? Yeah.
I'm doing the thing.
I've been watching a little bit of Friends from College on Netflix, which a lot of people apparently hate a lot.
It's a very sad show.
It's sad and the characters are unlikable, and yet I like them anyway.
Yeah.
So it's Key from Key and Peele.
Yes.
Kobe Smulders. The
Wonder Years boy.
Fred Savage. Yep. Ned's friend from Ned and Stacey.
Yes. Billy on the Street.
Yep. Some other people. And they're all from Harvard and they're all pricks.
Yeah.
And two of them have been having a 20-year affair, even though they've both since gotten married to different people.
Yes.
I don't know. They're getting into shenanigans. I don't mind it.
No, I don't mind it either. I enjoyed it. Mm. It's very kind of It feels like a Netflix series where all the characters are unlikable, but it's real. You know, it's like Love. Yeah. It's that kind of.
It's like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, but real.
But
man.
Real, man.
It's so in that sense, I don't like it as much as that, but it's still pretty good.
I understand, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with Sandspants, aren't you, Mason?
Oh, yeah, Sandspants Radio.
They've got some live shows coming up for
Plumbing
the Death Star. That's right. For the Melbourne Comedy... Melbourne Fringe Festival.
Nice.
The first ones that are... There's shows between the 13th and the 16th of September at 9:45 p.m. and they're 50-minute shows. And there's also ones between the 21st and the 23rd of September. It's all your bloody Sandspants favourites, mate, coming together. I'll link it below. So you got your Plumbing the Death Stars, you got your Movie Maintenance, you got your bloody That's Good Business. There's a whole lot of other
ones that
you can check out. So they're a great Melbourne comedy podcast network.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth checking out. Maybe you'll see some old favourites and some new favourites in the crowd, Mason. Not me, because I'll be overseas.
I'll probably be at work. You never know.
You never bloody know.
You never know with me.
So yeah, I'll link that below. But again, between the 13th and the 16th, 21st and the 23rd at Melbourne. Yeah. Tickets available at melbournefringe.com.au.
Let me tell you, bad website.
Is it?
Very unpleasant to work through.
Is it the same as the Melbourne Comedy Festival website?
Even worse.
Oh, really?
It's much worse.
Okay, yeah. But still get it.
Yeah, get in there.
Don't let the website.
I think
hold
if you're
back.
Searching for something in particular like Sandspants, it's much easier to find. But if you're browsing,
all oh, right, it's a nightmare. Ugh, okay, a nightmare. Fair enough. Also, it should point out,
Juice,
the final Weekly Planet comic is out.
Oh yeah, our friend Ben Davies,
issue 10, which I'll also link below. You can read the whole arc. Yeah. I find it very amusing. Maybe it's because I'm in it, but I don't know. I think there is actually some solid writing in it and
so
art
too.
As well. Yeah, yeah. So it's a 10-issue arc of us going up against the mayor of Melbourne.
Yep.
Our
that
greatest
rat Robert Doyle.
Yeah, our greatest nemesis. Mm. It's got a whole lot of in jokes to the podcast as well, which. Some people will get into, some people probably won't. But no, it's, I think it's fun. I think it's a lot of fun. It's good. Yeah,
and it's weird that we're in a comic book.
Yeah.
But anytime anybody's like, hey, I did this and I made a poster, but you're in it. I'm like, oh, all right. I love it, but it's weird.
Yeah, that's it. What are you going to read though, Mason?
I just said.
What?
I'm friends from college.
Oh, yeah, you did, didn't you?
God damn it.
Sorry, Mason. I also should, I mentioned this week, I'm going to be on a few things. Millennial Falcon on Screen Junkies.
Oh, yep.
I'm going to do a movie fight.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the topic is. I don't know whether I'm going to be any good at it. Probably
now,
not.
You have very aggressive opinions on movies and things.
Is it why, though?
No. You don't at all. You don't have any feelings about them at all.
I'll eat a cocaine-filled banana before
nice.
That I'll... Get into it. I think a Jedi Council. Hopefully, though, I mean, some or none of those might work out because,
nice.
You know, you never know with bloody LA traffic, do you, Mason?
LA, scheduling, meetings.
City of Lights.
Chateau Marmont.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. So,
Valley.
We can talk about that next week as well.
Nice.
If I make the episode, we're still kind of weighing up how that's going to work.
Yeah, we'll figure
I'm
something
gonna
out.
I'm going to be one behind again, maybe, Mason.
Oh, what if you are? Ah, it's going to be great for next year.
Good, good, good. Letters, it's time for letters.
Letters, it's time for letters.
Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a take away. Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
Very good, Mason.
Thank you.
Got some tweets here, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. The legend says, the legend X says, is Inhumans any good? No.
No.
Got the you got a letter in the letter
no,
in the mailbag.
Just...
I put this out here on Twitter,
yep.
And I haven't actually gone through them yet. But there's hundreds, so I will pick a few.
Oh, Fred Charles has emailed us weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please bring back Matt Stewart for another episode.
We should, yeah.
Or Mason, go on, do go on. I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Excellent.
We're
going to
record an episode of Do Go On tomorrow. It's going to be at 9 a.m. which is the optimal, on a Saturday, that's the optimal time for recording
no.
a podcast, so we'll see how that goes. So everybody look out for that. And in the meantime, just listen to their bloody show, because it's real
good.
It's
their bloody show, mate.
Real good.
What else we got here? I'm doing one of those when I get back as well, it seems, Mason. I'll keep the topic a secret, but if you like Star Wars, let me tell you, that's the topic. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice one.
I got in before Steel Saunders.
Yeah, you did. If you could make some very obvious errors, that would be good, and he would appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I absolutely will.
This is from Crew Errington.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Meso and Nick, that's me. My favourite GOT bros.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Do you think GO2 has gotten worse over the last two series? No, I think it's better.
Because there's more action?
There's more action and less intrigue, and people are getting what's coming to them.
Yes.
They're getting got, as it were.
They getting got. Mm. Oh, Name Cannot Be Blank also pointed out. We're on Spotify. We've been meaning to mention that for like a month.
Yeah, we've been on Spotify for ages.
Yeah, but there's a whole lot of... Also, all the other Planet Broadcasting podcasts are on there as well.
There are, that's true, it's great.
If not all of them soon, yeah. So...
What I do, because if like me, you've just gotten a phone plan where Spotify doesn't count towards your data, real good.
Real bloody good.
Because you can listen to all the podcasts.
All of them.
Don't get charged with bloody arm and a leg.
Yeah, that's
it. $10 a gig, it's crazy.
What are we, living in the bloody... Is it possible for a movie with a massive ensemble cast to be good? It's from Slavorian...
Grigor Slavorian?
Yeah, Grigor Slavorian. Chicken Macabre is the Twitter handle.
Chicken Macabre. I think
it's Hello. Is Macabre Macabre? Or is that Macabre?
Sorry, say it again?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's irrelevant. Not irrelevant. Everyone's important, mate.
This is from Matthew Hosp.
I'm in the middle of a tweet. That's fine.
he's got a question for each of us. James, what low-budget film would you recommend?
Noise. Australian film.
Oh, yeah, pretty good.
Two Hands, actually. I'm going to say Two Hands.
Two Hands is a good one.
Yeah. What about you?
Again, I always recommend The Man from Earth.
Yeah.
Which is that weird cabin.
That's super low.
That's low very budget. Low budget. Yeah, set in a cabin.
Yeah.
Just talking. It's a bit of a wank, but it's all right.
It is a bit of a wank, isn't it?
Meso, how often do you watch videos on the Mr. Sunday Movies channel? I watch your videos that don't have me in them for the most part.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, see, I prefer the ones where it's me and you.
Oh, there you go.
Because when it's just me, I'm like, oh, I hate this. Did that joke even work? I can't tell because there's no one to bounce off.
You could, what if you inserted me laughing?
Okay, we'll do that.
Can you Maybe not every time, but.
Yeah, I think I every
you
time.
Want, you want a clean laugh?
Yeah, clean laugh, please.
You've done it again. Literally put that in.
Just do
a special one. Just do every single time. Wait. Mr. Sunday Movies, you old scallywag. You've done it again with your humor.
A lot of people watching that will be like, what is this? No, most people will get it. Mm. I think the audience for this is now bigger than the YouTube channel for the most part. So, yeah. YouTube is dead, Mason.
Oh, no.
For me, at least.
I love YouTube.
Yeah, it's all right. So Chicken Macabre says... is there possible for movies with an ensemble cast to be good? So like New York, Paris, I Love You. He's asking for Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously...
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
I think Love Actually works.
I've not actually seen it.
Really? Actually?
Actually.
No, I like it. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's saccharine and whatever. And not every storyline is great, but there's some really good performances. And
I think of Ocean's 11. That worked. That's an ensemble cast.
Ocean's 12?
No.
Fabergé Egg?
No.
Ocean's 13?
No. I mean, better than 12, but
it
marginally.
Is, because it's mostly the same as the first one.
I think that they absolutely can work, and the key is probably everybody's having a good time on set. Like, Clash of Egos is going to kill those, would potentially kill those movies, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would Infinity War not be good?
Sometimes things just aren't good.
That's an actually
really
good
point. You didn't love Age of Ultron, did you?
That's a really good point, too.
But it's not terrible.
Yeah, and they've learned their lessons.
Yeah. Okay, I might do one more.
Nice.
How about this one?
Okay.
Jason Landry says, do you think the Spawn and Hellboy reboots will both be better than the original movies?
What was the first one you said?
Spawn and Hellboy. Spawn will definitely be better,
yes. Yeah, which I loved when it came out at the cinema.
Yeah.
But a while back I attempted to watch, I think it was on Netflix briefly, and I attempted to watch it and it's real bad. It's atrocious.
It's one
of the worst things.
Yeah.
Hellboy,
that's tough.
Yeah.
Because you're not a huge fan of two, but you like one. Is that right?
I really liked one. Two is a good film, but my favorite Hellboy stuff is Hellboy versus, you know, Nazi wizards.
Yes, sure.
And there was less of that. It was more...
Which one had the Clockwork Sandman? Was that one or two?
That's one.
Okay. Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah, and I felt the second one strayed a bit too far, but I mean, that's... Hellboy the comic book goes in all sorts of weird directions. So I'm willing... I don't know if it's going to be better.
Yeah.
Because I feel Ron Perlman is the...
Yeah, he's real good.
He's Hellboy.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
We're going to get to see, again, we're going to get to see more aspects of that universe, which I think is going to go.
Yeah.
We didn't mention that Ed Screen.
Oh, yeah, he was in GOT. He was a GOT bro, 2017. Yeah,
he was going to be Damio, who is an Asian-American character.
Oh, no, I was thinking about Ed Sheeran from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about Ed Sheeran.
Keep going. Sorry,
He was Ed Skrein. I don't know how you pronounce his last name, but he was the bad guy in Deadpool.
Yes.
The British bad guy in Deadpool.
Yes.
He was cast.
He was the second transporter.
He was the
second
transporter.
Or the third transporter, if the TV show became in between. I'm not sure. That's anyway, true. Sorry, keep going.
Anyway, he was cast as a character in the new Hellboy, being unaware that that character is Asian American and has a lot of very specific, like, backstory that involves him being Asian.
Yes.
And there was some, as usual, some controversy about that, and so he stepped down.
Yeah, he just went, yeah, okay, fair enough. And
yeah, good move.
Yeah, I think it was smart on his behalf as well.
Yeah, totally.
Like, because I think, because he would just get that until that movie came out and beyond. So he just went, you know what? No.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not dealing with
that. You don't want to be Emma Stone being that Asian Hawaiian lady or whatever it
is. That's right. Yeah, and I don't. That's not his fault, obviously. Like, yeah. He didn't know. Or he says he didn't know. So,
and also, I think with that character, if you see it, like, if you, and I'm sure they would have just been like, yeah, he's a character and he's a brave warrior and he's got this origin and blah blah blah. Like, I'm sure they wouldn't go, hey, he's Asian. Can you deal with that? I'm sure they would. Like, you know how in Ghost in the Shell, Scarlett Johansson's character was referred to as the Major in all the promotional material, like, not Major Motoko Kusanagi.
No.
Because that would have been... Like, Damio could be Italian, if you don't know.
Yeah, well, that's true, yeah. Oh, we got some Dick Grayson casting, sorry.
Ooh.
Sorry, I'd cut you off
checking
there.
The news. Yeah. No, that's fine. Look, I think that's probably a good move.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. But who will they cast now?
An Asian guy?
Yeah.
Get bloody Daniel Day-Kim.
Daniel Day-Lewis? No. He could do it.
Yeah, do you know he could do it? Oh, the challenge of it.
We've got an actor. Brendan Thwaites has been cast as Nightwing. A new report has confirmed that Brendan Thwaites has been cast as a famous hero in Titans as Nightwing. So he played the kid in the last Pirates movie. He was the new Orlando Bloom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. He was fine.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Is this so Titans is... This is a TV show, I assume.
So this isn't for the Batman. And it's not for...
No.
Okay. Well, see, I'm less enthused now.
I might be wrong.
Because if it's not... If you're not throwing Nightwing into the DCEU, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on, you dogs.
Yeah, I guess it's a live-action Team Titan thing. Yeah, anyway. That'll do it, Mason.
I think we did it.
What a good episode. This is our best episode, don't you think?
Best episode we've ever had.
I think so.
And ever will have.
I can't imagine anybody thinking or saying otherwise. Where can people find us?
Oh, well, you can find us on Bleak.
Spotify.
Spotify. Sorry, number one. Then Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook. I wonder if we get a lot of listens on Spotify. I wonder if that brings us up, because you click on podcasts and we're like 100 down.
Oh, that's not good enough, is it?
No, but if we get a lot of listens, do we go up? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Also, we don't get any money for this. You know how if you're a musician on Spotify, you get like a half a cent per play or something like that.
Yeah, you get half a cent and a kick in the balls every time somebody plays.
We just get the kick in the balls, apparently. So that's the deal we struck. Anyway, let's see. You can find us on Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Gmail and Twitter and Bandcamp. And I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Support the show. You can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. Chuck in a buck.
There's a caravan of garbage normally goes up there a little bit early.
Very nice.
Last week was...
The Punisher?
Punisher. That's good. That was a fun game, man. Yeah.
I mean, it was okay.
It was fun. This week we're doing something Stephen King related.
Oh, yeah.
I genuinely think it could be... It's one of my favorite games that we've played.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know how the video is going to turn out. Ben's editing at the moment, but I had a lot of fun with a really terrible game.
No good.
Yeah.
I did watch our GOT Bros game.
Oh, yeah.
Video. That was excruciating.
Yes, boy,
anyway,
was it.
Anyway, you can also go to our Amazon affiliate link.
Yep.
You can click on that in our episode description. You buy your regular Amazon shop and we're going to kick back somehow.
Yeah, we'll take it.
How's it work? We don't know.
Give us your money.
We've got some t-shirts on TeePublic.
Yes.
Thank you to the Bruton and Basilisk and Rackham for our themes. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com if you want to sign up to our newsletter, which is real good.
Or it's Planet B Casting at the moment.
That's the one, planetbcasting.com. Our friend
Just
Robert
Google
Collins
it.
Does it. Follow him on Twitter, Raw Collings. Does some videos. He's the best, that guy.
He is.
You know who else is the best?
Who?
All our listeners.
Is that true?
The Weekly Wackadoos.
All of them?
All of our listeners.
I think it's safe to assume that not all of them are... Like, I bet there's one who's like...
There's one who probably listens while doing the murders.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, like right now it's like drowning someone in a bathtub or something.
The Weekly Planet. The Weekly Planet. Yeah, that, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Nah, good on him though. Yeah. Or her.
Yeah, or her.
Yeah. Mm.
Is that everything?
That's the show, I think. All right, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so next week something else. Well, It, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, well, watch that.
Which I'm really looking... Apparently it's good.
Great.
I'm not a horror movie guy, but I've been really looking forward to it.
Nice.
So
I'm going to be scared.
Are you going to be scared?
I'll be scared.
Okay, yeah. That's because of the clown.
Yeah, because of the clown.
But he can also be a, like a werewolf. But
oh, no.
But it's a scarier werewolf than you imagine. It's got maggots.
Teeth.
Yeah, it's got
weird eyes.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
Yeah, cool. All right, guys. Thanks for watching.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.